Yo, what's up, self-care squad? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk on all things mental health, because let's be real, Gen Z needs it more than ever. Between crushing exams, the constant pressure to be on online, and that existential dread about the future, it's a freaking minefield out there. And trust me, I get it. You're juggling school, work, relationships, trying to figure out who you are in this chaotic world, all while scrolling through endless feeds of perfectly curated lives that probably aren't even real. It's enough to make anyone want to scream into the void, right? But here's the thing. We've got to stop treating ourselves like we're failing at life just because we haven't mastered the art of being zen in a world designed to constantly stress us out. That's why today we're diving deep into something seriously important. Self-compassion. I know, it sounds all fluffy and hippy-dippy, but hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about giving yourself a free pass or ignoring your problems. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a good friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate your bestie for messing up their presentation, right? So why do we do that to ourselves when we inevitably stumble? Ever felt like a failure because you messed up a test or bombed an audition? Yeah, we've all been there. But instead of spiraling into self-criticism and negativity, imagine offering yourself a little pep talk. Like, hey, this didn't go as planned, but I'm proud of myself for even trying. Next time, I'll learn from this and do even better. See? Instant mood boost. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your self-compassion game. 1. Recognize those inner critics. We all have that voice in our head that constantly judges and criticizes us. It's like that annoying friend who's always bringing you down. The first step to conquering it is acknowledging its existence. Then, start calling it out. Wherever that negative voice starts whispering, say, hold up, I don't listen to negativity. 2. Treat yourself with kindness. Seriously, this isn't a joke. When you mess up, and you will, because we're all human. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself like you would treat a friend who's going through a rough patch. Offer words of encouragement, a hug or at least a good self-hug, and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever get so caught up in your thoughts that you forget to actually be present in the moment? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention back to the here and now. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply observe your breath, your surroundings, and your feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and finding some much-needed peace. 4. Remember your worth. You are amazing, unique, and deserving of love and happiness. Repeat that after me. I am worthy. Seriously, write it down, stick it on your mirror, blast it as a mantra during your morning shower, whatever works. The world needs your awesomeness, so don't let anyone, especially yourself, dim your shine. 5. Seek support when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out for help if you're struggling. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional help from a therapist or counselor. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes courage to admit when you need support, and there are people who genuinely want to help you navigate the tough stuff. Think about that time you totally bombed a presentation or had a major social fail. You probably felt embarrassed, maybe even wanted to disappear into thin air, right? But imagine if instead of beating yourself up, you offered yourself some understanding. Like, okay, I messed up, but it's not the end of the world. Everyone makes mistakes, and I learned something from this experience. See how that feels way better? That's self-compassion in action. It's about accepting yourself fully, flaws and all, and treating yourself with kindness even when things get tough. And trust me, it can make a world of difference in your overall well-being. So go ahead, give yourself a break, you deserve it. Remember, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation for building resilience, managing stress, and cultivating a healthy relationship with yourself. Don't underestimate its power. Now go out there and be your most compassionate self. And don't forget to tag me in your TikTok about this episode, I want to see your self-compassion blow up. Follow, rate, and share the podcast if you found this helpful. You're doing great, Gen Z. Remember that.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI, to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.